This is Mad Max on the airwaves up here at St. John's University, as we all know. And we have a very special guest on the phone lines here tonight, a legend, M.O.P., Fame. How are you doing tonight, Fame?
What's up, brother? Everything smooth? What's going on with you?
Not much. I appreciate you getting connected with me and doing this interview. Been looking forward to interviewing you for a long time. M.O.P., I mean, some of my favorite tracks, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I mean, that's been a huge part of my life. That song is crazy.
Good looking out, bro. Good looking out,
man. And it's also in the movie Belly, too.
Yeah, definitely. Yep.
That's a classic. And
thank you, bro.
Oh, no doubt. Thank you for keeping the hip-hop real. I can't stand what's on the airwaves today. I wish hip-hop would just be the same, and it's a blessing that you just released that album with Sean Price.
Price
of Fame.
Like you said, we just trying to keep traditional hip-hop alive, man.
Yeah, that's
the way that we do it.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm not out here supporting whatever's on the radio station airwaves. I think I need a translator to make out what they're saying nowadays. It's horrible.
Yeah, it's like but you know, everybody got their own taste in music, man. I can't tell people what to like, man. But you know what I mean. We got to do what we do. I make that grain hip hop. You know what I mean. That's where I keep my shit at, man.
Yeah, and that's how it should be kept. Real hip hop only. I don't play any of that stuff. So tell me, Fame, what was it like growing up in Brownsville, Brooklyn?
Brownsville was rough, man. Coming up in Brownsville was rough, man. Yeah, everything going on in Brownsville, everything bad that you could think of was going on in Brownsville, man. And we dealt with it as kids from young age. Me and my partner Billy growing up and the rest of my friends. You know, we dealt with a lot of that from childhood. You know what I mean? So it's like, what might look strange to others is normal to us. So we're immune to all of that shit, man.
Mm. And when did you and Billy meet?
We can't even remember when we meet. That's how far back we go, man. But I say, like, since we was, like, before we was teenagers.
Wow.
We grew up together, man. Same building, same block, same everything, man. I knew far back, I can't remember. Me and Billy came. We asked each other, how did we meet? We can't remember. That's how far back we go.
Wow. And when did you guys decide to form the group M.O.P.?
M.O.P. is not M.O.P. is basically a crew from the block, from the neighborhood, like a neighborhood crew.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, neighborhood crew, you know. And we just decided to rap, to run with it as a rap group. We just used the name and ran with it as a rap group.
And where'd the name come from?
Come from my ass whooping, from a mash out posse.
Mash out posse, that's right.
Mash out is an ass whooping, it's a beat down.
And
so we just ran with that musically. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Drop classics.
It's really a street thing, though, but we just kept the name alive. A lot of our people passed away or whatever. So we just try to keep our people alive with us, you know what I mean? Represent them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've dropped a lot of classics. Handle Your Business is also fire. Rugged Never Smooth, of course. Another one of my favorites. Like I said before, Sean Price and Lil Fame's Price of Fame is available on all music platforms. Make sure you go download and stream it. It has all the bangers.
Man, that joint is hitting right now, man. Everybody on that time right now, man. Y'all need to keep up. Y'all don't know about the Price of Fame. Y'all need to keep up with it, man. Get yourself a treat. Treat yourself, man. Don't cheat yourself.
And rest in peace to the great Sean Price. Now, how long have you been putting Price of Fame together?
That was the last project he was working on before. He was working on several projects, but we was working on that Price of Fame during the time when he passed.
Wow! And rest in peace to him.
Everything on that album, nothing is put together shit on there. It's everything that he rapped to on that project.
And what was it like working with him? What was it like working with Sean?
P's a great dude, man. He's a crazy lyricist. He's crazy skilled lyricist. And, he knew what he was doing. He knew exactly what he wanted to do. So he go in the studio, I put the beats on. He go in there and start writing his shit. And he get into his zone. Next thing you know, he in the booth, laying down vocals and shit.
Mm.
Well, P, besides that, he's a great dude, man. Besides that, he's a comedian. Funny as hell.
How long did you know him for?
I knew P since way back, maybe like 90, 91, 92.
That's going back.
Yeah. just coming up in the game. We all grew up in Brownsville together. Mm-hmm. You're from down here, I'm from up there. But we all went to like same swimming pools and shit like that. You know, we'll see each other in the neighborhood and do the industry too as well. And on the road, we did plenty of shows together. Like we'd be out doing the MOP thing, and he'd be out doing the Sean P thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So.
And what made you choose the title Price of Fame?
We thought of that together, man. Sean Price and Lil Fame, self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm. Who were the producers on the album?
Just me.
Just you?
Yeah, I produced the whole album. My boy Skiz, he co-produced the joint. That's a joint with Rock on it. I give him his credit for that. So that's about it. But the rest of that shit is me. All the production is me.
Do you still use the MPC?
Yeah, the MPC 2000. Yeah,
the MPC 2000. That's right. Yeah, because today anyone's using. I know a big thing that people use is the FL Studio and the softwares and all that. But I know there's a lot of people.
Everybody got their own tools. You know what I mean? That they get busy with. Me specifically, I love the MPC 2000.
And a lot of the greats do too. I know Kid Capri a lot. When he goes live, he'll make a beat right on the MPC live, and that's what hip hop is missing today.
The MPC live.
Mm.
What do you mean? He make a beat live?
Yeah, he makes a beat live.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I've seen him do that on live videos.
Yeah, I don't like the little. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Mm. I think that's what hip hop's missing today, though. They're missing all the tools. A lot of it.
The people are just clicking their beats now. Mm. Like nobody's banging their beats no more. You know what I mean? People got to stop. Like producers are just basically drawing a beat. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not banging out a beat.
It's just
a
drum just loop.
You should be banging your drums, man. Not fucking clicking on shit.
this whole game, this whole industry has just been out of whack for some years now. But when would you say that it turned this way? What year?
I can't even say which year, man. You know what? I always have my handful of artists that I fuck with or the kind of music that I like. So I never pay attention to all the other shit. But you notice how bad it is. Like years, like nowadays and years before now, I noticed how bad it was. You know what I mean? But I don't pay attention to the other shit, man. It's not for me, man. I was never a follower, man. I'm not, like, I'd rather set the train, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And that's what you did with this album, Price of Fame. And I wish a lot of more artists out there would be a little more versatile and, you know, spit a few bars once in a while.
Right.
That's what exactly. I love, you know? I want to hear something that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even... You know how I know the words to these fucking songs? They flush it in your head so much.
It's terrible.
You know you fuck. You know what the artist's gonna say. If the nigga say sure, you know you're gonna say poor or four. You know the next line he's gonna say right away. You're like, oh fuck, this shit is so simple.
Oh, it's terrible.
You know, ain't no time to it. Yeah, it's terrible.
And you always gotta look on Google Lyrics or Genius or something to even know what they say. And I don't have the time to do that. That's not what I had to do to listen to the 90s records. I didn't have to do any of that.
Yeah, you got to do all them weird-ass drugs that they don't understand that shit.
And it's taken a toll, too, if you just looked at what happened with Juice WRLD. I mean, this music is, with the drugs they're doing, is having a big effect on them.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I mean, rest in peace to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
That's a horrible thing, but what is going on is happening, bro. Can't deny that shit.
No, you can't. Now, what's your view on the current state of hip hop? I know we've already talked about it already, but do you see a change in the upcoming future to where it was once?
You got dudes like Griselda doing their thing. You know what I mean? Rock Marciano doing his thing. I fuck with Schoolboy Q.
Oh yeah, he's nice.
You know what
nice.
I mean? You got great artists out there that's still doing real hip hop.
Dave East is nice too.
Who?
Dave East.
Yeah, Davies doing his thing. You know, you got artists that's still holding it down. I think the thing that the artists out that make our kind of hip hop, we just need to put out more music, man. Because it's not enough. It's like it's saturated with all that other bullshit. I think that the concrete artists need to put out more music.
They do.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I think a lot of it too, as I examine within the radio industry, is the radio stations because they're getting paid to play.
It's the fucking DJs, man. The DJs too. Are the ones that's supposed to show you the lane where the music is at, man. They just, man, shit is all over the place. Like nobody even cares no more. They just, you know, you got grown ass men jumping around like fucking kids. Like what the fuck is this shit? Like I can't, you know. I just can't even, I wouldn't even try to compete with that shit, man. That's why I just stay in my lane and do what I do, man.
I know one DJ who I've had on my show, and he goes by the name, I'm sure you know him, the legendary DJ Chuck Chill Out. He has no time for any of that stuff.
Yeah, Chuck always kept it real, man. Chuck always supported us too, man. So Chuck Chill Out, man. He always supported us hard body, man. And he's also good people.
Oh, yeah. Great guy, and definitely doesn't get any attention to this new music that's out now. I just want to see rap turn around. And Price of Fame was an early Christmas gift for me and listening to
thank
that.
Thank you, bro.
And
yeah, thank you, bro.
Oh, no, you're welcome. And thank you.
And it's plenty more coming from where that came from. We got Billy. Billy's in the studio recording right now. I'm about to go back in and finish. I stopped recording to finish this Price of Fame record. I'm going back in. I should be finished. I'm trying to drop something by March, April. And the MOP thing, we're running with it. We're back with that. You know what I mean? That ain't never going to stop. So.
Of course.
Yeah, so we at it, bro.
That's iconic. And you did a song, New York Giants, with Big Pun. What was it like working with Pun?
Oh, Pun is my brother, man. Pun is a funny-ass nigga, bro. Pun is one of my good friends, man. And, Pun, I have his whole family in the studio. And when we was recording that song, man, we did like, we probably had like fucking, it was a studio probably like that whole week, not doing shit, but just sitting around fucking out. We wound up never get to the fucking song. And then, you know, eventually we got to the song and knocked that shit out like quick. But that's the kind of funny he was to be around. You just sit around, bug out, do it all day.
And that came out to be a fire song. Another song that I love too that you were on was B.I. vs. Friendship. A classic track you did with Guru and Primo.
Yeah, Guru. Yeah, Gangsta. Guru, rest in peace, man.
What was Guru like?
Guru was a cool-ass nigga, man. Fly-ass nigga. He liked to hang out, man. So, yeah, we Gangsta was the first group that actually brought M.O.P. on tour.
Really?
So, yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Gangsta, every chance we get. Yeah, they took us on overseas, everything.
What year was that? Was that or like 92?
I can't remember. What was that? Like 90, like 94, 95.
Mm.
Yeah. We always had a great relationship with Gangstar, man.
Oh, Gangstar, I say this a lot, as well as M.O.P. I said two of the most underrated duos in hip-hop history.
Thank you, bro. Gangstar is the art of hip-hop.
Mm.
I'm talking about production, rhymes, and DJing. They got that master. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That is the art of hip-hop.
I mean, Hard to Earn is just that album is crazy.
Yeah.
And you were on The Moment of Truth is, like I said earlier, B.I. vs. Friendship. That song is crazy. And the headphones especially.
Yeah, that whole album is dope.
Oh, Make 'Em Pay. That's another banger off that one, too.
Yeah, they got joints.
Biggie also shouted you out on Warning, which I didn't realize that it was you till I started listening into M.O.P. in high school, and then it clicked later on. What was your relationship like with Biggie?
Biggie was just a homie. He used to be in my neighborhood doing his thing, getting his numbers right or whatever. I know his bro, Odie, and shit. And we just, me and Big used to just hang around talking music all day and shit, smoke weed. And Big was another good one, man. Another good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace to him, too.
Rest in peace to Big, yeah.
An artist that I'm good friends with who goes by the name of Bobby J from Rockaway did a song with you, Hook Drop.
Yeah.
What was it like working with him for that song?
He's good money, man. Bobby J is nice, man. And he got his head on right, too, man. He's focused. So that dude is gonna do good in this game, man.
I can't wait till he blows up even more. And I know Kwame is doing a lot of work with him.
He's a focused dude, man, and I like that. He, you know what I mean? He's paying attention and he's doing it. He's making it happen. So he's gonna be all right soon.
He is, and the video was fire too.
Yeah, we had fun doing that, man. Late summer day.
I saw that over the summer, and I was like, that looked like a real movie right there.
Yeah.
And I'm just kidding.
Yeah, shout out to Bobby J, man. He's focused, man.
Yeah, shout out to him.
You know, he's got his head on right. You know what he's doing.
I just can't wait for all these other artists to come out of the works, similar to Bobby J, these independent artists, until they're in the limelight with the lyrics and that have great craft with their artistry.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah. It's going to eventually to get back to it, because everybody's tired of the bullshit that's out. Everybody's tired of it, man. Like, enough's enough.
It is. And I interviewed DJ Enough on one of my shows, and I asked him, I said, how do you feel about that, you know, that whole Old Town Road song that was going around with Lil Nas X? And I said, do you actually like this song? And he was like, no, I hate it. And I said, well, can we get a little more play of the 90s? I said, because he does those new at twos. And I said, you know, you could throw on something like Master Ace. And it's new, technically, to the younger generations. Why can't we hear that?
Play that one. Do you play one kind of fucking music all fucking day? Mix it up, nigga. It's various. It's many different kind of artists out there, different styles of music, man. You know what I mean? It ain't even got to only be hip-hop. Mix that shit up, man. I get tired of that fucking same old fucking... Every song sounds the same.
It does, and it sounds like the same producer, too.
I hate to sound like a grumpy fucking old man, but God damn.
Oh, no, I get it all the time, and I'm the youth. They're like, you're so close-minded, and I said, this stinks. It's horrible.
It's horrible, bro.
It's terrible. Yeah, I haven't listened to the radio in a while.
At the same time, you can't tell people what to like, man.
Yeah.
I mean, like Old Town Road, that's for the kids, man. But it's horrible when you see a grown-ass man jumping around and doing that, doing the weird-ass dances, man. I'm like, it's for kids. It's basically Mother Goose rhymes. Mother Goose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
On a beat, on a trap beat.
I know Chuck Chillout compared it to, what was it, the Rapping Duke.
Yeah. But even that shit was dope. Yeah. Rapping Duke was the shit, nigga. It was simple. It was the shit, though.
It was. Back in the day.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Even that shit is harder than the shit that's going on right now.
I just waiting for more underground artists to come to this mainstream light. I know a big artist too that's been on my show, David Bars. I know he's hooked up with DITC, and he just released something, The Barcode.
Barcode.
Yeah, he's got some fire stuff, and he's gonna be. I think he's gonna be blowing up soon. Hopefully.
Where's he from?
He's from the Bronx.
Yeah, I think I heard of him there.
Yeah, he's.
Is he a Spanish dude?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah. I think I know you're talking about.
That's him. Oh, man. He's got crazy flow and bars. Because I saw him on, I think he was on Static Select, and I was like, whoa, this dude's going nuts on a freestyle. Yeah.
That's good, though, niggas. Yeah, motherfuckers that keep consistent with that, you know. I told you, it's real. You know, good hip-hop is alive, man. You just got to
search for it.
You got to support it more, and they need to make themselves more known, more present. We need more presence, man. You know what I mean?
Mm. That's what I'm doing up here at St. John's, making sure these kids out here aren't tuned in to Lil Nas X 24/7. Let's get the rotation going with something.
Right. That's all. Just mix it up, bro.
Yeah, that's it. That's all we need.
Yeah.
And I also cover sports on my show as well. Do you follow the NFL or the NBA?
No. I'm played out when it comes to sports. No, I'm played out when it comes to sports, bro. I like boxing. That's about it.
Oh, you like boxing? Who's your favorite boxer?
Huh?
Who's your favorite boxer?
I can't say right now. Mike Tyson, of course. Greatest of all time.
Yeah. He is.
Yeah, he's the greatest of all time.
So what's
to
next?
To me and my book.
Oh, yeah, I would definitely say so.
Yeah, just staying in the studio, man, working, man. I'm trying to keep these beats going, man. I'm back on the beat tip, so I'm back on that vibe and shit.
Mm.
Working on a lot of work with that, and I'm finishing up this Fame solo project.
And when is that expected to drop? March, right?
like March, April.
March or April. I'll be looking out for that one and putting that in the rotation. Are you doing some performances for Price of Fame? Any local performances?
Yeah, we're putting that together now. We're lining that up now, so we'll be out there soon running with that.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. When can we expect another MOP album?
Right after. Billy's putting out a solo joint top of this year. I'm right behind him with my solo joint, and we're going to get straight to MOP fit. So I'd say like by summertime, we should be somewhere close with that.
I'll be looking forward to that, too. Hopefully the people at Hot 97 and all those radio stations, you know, will tune back in here to MOP and get them on.
Bro, we just do what we do, man. We don't chase down no fucking body, man. You know what I mean? That's the only thing I know how to do, man. Just do what we do. We ain't never going to change our switch up our kind of fucking music for nobody.
And that's good.
To try to fit in. We're never doing that. Yeah.
I have the same mentality. I'm not playing any of that stuff that's on today. Because I grew up I grew up on the 90s stuff, so I'm not playing any of that. Not at all.
I want you, my nigga.
And I appreciate you calling in and doing this interview with me. First Family for Life has been a heavy album in my rotation since high school. And Price of Fame is in the rotation at St. John's, like I said. And if you ever want to come in studio for an interview to promote records, you'd be more than welcome to.
Thank you, brother.
No doubt.
And you got my number, just lock me in. Anytime you shout me or any update with new music or whatever, I hit y'all up.
Oh, no doubt. And tell my audience where they can follow you on Instagram and Twitter. We want to give you that following of the youth.
At Fame MOP on Instagram, at Fame MOP on Facebook.
That's perfect. All right, Fame, take care, all right?
All right, brother. Peace.
Peace.